John Steenhuisen was elected the DA's new interim leader, and he joins us now on the line. John, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. In fact, these last two times, I have to start the conversation with congratulations.
Thank you very much, Pongani, and it's great to be with you and the listeners this morning. Obviously, a lot of work ahead, but I'm very excited to get my head down and grow this party and use it as a vehicle to be able to lift more people into opportunity in South Africa.
Let's talk about the work ahead. Yesterday, you mentioned, for example, that the party would no longer be uncertain about what it stands for, that you have to set out your story and be clear about who and what you are, and importantly, what you are fighting for. Some, of course, as you've heard, have interpreted that to be a swipe at your former boss, Musi Maimane.
No, it's certainly not. I just think that the DA needs to be far more unambiguous about what its message is. I think after the last election, our message was very confusing to many voters, and it clearly didn't resonate enough across all communities. So I think we need to be far more focused and determined in setting out our own stall and our own offer and building the core of the non-racial alternative to the ANC in South Africa. And I think that must be the party's mission. And I think if we can do that, and paint it in spectacular technicolor for voters, that they will get the DA and what we're trying to achieve in South Africa and be able to win back the support we've lost, win the trust of people who haven't voted for us before, and hopefully ignite interest amongst the 500,000 of young people who've given up on politics as a means of securing their future.
So if you look around our society, I mean, we've got 3 months before we probably will go to junk status as far as Moody's is concerned. The public purse is in trouble. This economy isn't growing. You know the figures of unemployment. On and on and on and on. I mean, now not only SAA, but potentially the entire aviation industry is under threat from striking unions. Given the many, many own goals of the ANC these last 25 years, it should be very, very easy to attract voters to the DA's message. Why are you failing?
Well, I think that not only has the government made own goals, and the DA's made a number of own goals, and that needs to stop. I think the internal infighting that's been going on and the message confusion has to come to an end. And what we need to do, I think, is set out far more clearly the alternative offer. I think far too much of the focus has been on pointing out exactly what you're talking about, how bad things are. I think South African voters across all communities are looking for a party that's future-focused, progressive, and compassionate about the situation they find themselves in and is offering solutions how to get out of that. And that's why this policy conference that we're heading to in April is going to be so important, because it's got to set the clear blue water between us and the ANC, not just critiquing ANC policies, but setting up bold new offers. Bold new ideas from within the DA that will address these concerns, unemployment, basic education, how we get more people into work, how we grow an economy, not just living in the slipstream of the ANC, but setting out a clear new direction for South Africa to get it onto a trajectory of hope and prosperity for more people.
Let's talk about those own goals, John. I mean, clearly your party is going to suffer some reputational damage, some brand damage, with the resignation of Musi Maimane and Herman Mashaba, for example, as mayor of the city of Joburg, particularly for the reasons they stated, that they didn't believe your party is the best vehicle suited to address South Africa's past issues. Surely you're going to have a mountain to climb to deal with that.
Of course, it's going to be difficult, and the circumstances under which both those individuals have left have not been easy. But there's a greater project at hand here, and that's a project of building the non-racial alternative to the ANC. And I would posit that there is no other vehicle in South Africa that can form a vehicle to build that alternative to the ANC and build an alternative future for South Africa. We, despite the fact that both have left, remain the second largest party in South Africa, the official opposition in Parliament, a party of government in a province and in three metros and countless other municipalities. And that work must continue, setting out very clearly that alternative. So leaders come and go, but the project remains, and that project is my focus right now.
Here's the difficulty, John. You talk about not resorting to crude racial classifications to deal with the past, because you say if we focus on a catch-all approach, the poorest in our society mostly happen to be black, and they'll benefit anyway. I would put to you that the poor in this country don't just happen to be black. They are poor because they are black, and you need to deal directly with that and not talk around it. And that's what the DA seems to still be doing, even under your leadership.
Absolutely not talking about it. And let me be very clear, I've never once said that race doesn't matter in South Africa. Of course it does. But I think if one looks at the policies, race-based policies, that have been applied over the last 25 years, have ended up moving millions of more South Africans into unemployment, have made black households 10% poorer, and have kept black South Africans locked out of opportunity, still waiting for freedom 25 years after the end of apartheid. Clearly, these race-based policies have not worked. They've not achieved what they want. So we're saying you have to have redress policies. But let's target that redress where it's actually needed, and that's targeting poverty, which can be measured very, very easily, which can be focused. And if you have policies that lift people out of poverty, of course, because of the structural and structural inequality that exists, of course, the economic equality exists. 99.9% of the recipients of those policies are going to be black South Africans anyway.
Sure, sure. But John, here's the difficulty. Sorry, if I may come in there. Sorry, John. Here's the difficulty. A lot of black South Africans will hear that, and it sort of makes sense in a nuanced way. But the difficulty is that that poverty that they experience is not incidental to their blackness. It's precisely because they are black that they face it. And until you have a message that addresses how that happens, they don't quite get what you mean.
Well, of course they know how it happened. It happened because we've had over 300 years of dispossession and marginalization using the basis of race to do so. I don't think you address the evils and the scars of race-based policies by layering over more race-based policies. Let's lift people out of poverty and into opportunity. Race-based policies are a failure. They have not worked. Even the ANC are starting to have to concede that these interventions, like BEE, like affirmative action, have not yielded the broad-based empowerment that is required to lift millions of South Africans out of poverty. And we clearly need to do something different. We have to have redress in South Africa. The DA is committed to redress, which involves making good what was done wrong in the past. But I don't believe that you're going to do that by simply layering over more race-based policies on that. Let's target the people who need to be lifted out of poverty directly and properly. And let's not use versions of empowerment that actually end up making a small elite very, very wealthy while leaving the majority in poverty.
All right, the new DA leader, interim leader, John Steenhuisen on the line. Has he made his case? Are you convinced about how the DA will effect redress in this country, or are you rolling your eyes?